Hey everyone, it's your girl Brooklyn Weston, back with another Daily Dose of Stoat Power. You know, that feeling when your emotions are running high, like a runaway roller coaster. Ever feel like you're just along for the ride, trying to hold on tight? Yeah, we've all been there. But today, I want to talk about something super powerful. Managing those emotional surges with empathy and compassion for ourselves and others. Because let's be real, the world can be a wild place, and our emotions are often like firecrackers going off at the most unexpected times. So why is this so important? Well, think of it this way. Cultivating empathy and compassion isn't just about being nice. It's about understanding the human experience, both yours and others. It's about recognizing that everyone's carrying their own baggage, their own story. And when we can approach ourselves and each other with a little more grace, well, magic happens. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you navigate those emotional whirlwinds. First off, remember that emotions are just signals, not commands. Ever had that feeling of wanting to lash out because someone cut you off in traffic? Boom, there's your signal, anger flaring up. But that doesn't mean you have to follow its lead and become road rage central. You can acknowledge the emotion without letting it dictate your actions. Take a deep breath. Maybe even channel some inner Zen warrior and choose a calmer response. Second, practice self-compassion. This is huge. Think of yourself as your own best friend. Would you yell at your bestie for feeling overwhelmed? Aw. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you'd offer to someone you love. Remember, everyone messes up, everyone feels down sometimes. It's all part of the human experience. Third, cultivate mindfulness. Pay attention to your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Notice how your body reacts when you feel stressed or anxious. This awareness is like having a superpower. It allows you to see those emotions brewing before they boil over. And when you can observe them from a distance, their power diminishes. It's like watching a storm from the safety of your living room, fascinating but not life-threatening. Fourth, practice active listening. When someone's sharing their feelings, truly listen with empathy. Put aside your own thoughts and opinions for a moment and try to understand where they're coming from. Sometimes, just having someone hear us without judgment can make all the difference. It's like giving a weary soul a comfy armchair and a cup of hot cocoa, pure bliss. Finally, remember that forgiveness is a gift you give yourself. Holding onto anger and resentment is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. It hurts you more than anyone else. So practice letting go, releasing those negative feelings, and moving forward with grace. Okay, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine your best friend just shared some really tough news. Maybe they lost their job or are going through a rough breakup. You want to be there for them, right? But instead of jumping in with solutions or advice which might not be what they need, you take a moment to truly listen. You acknowledge their pain, offer words of comfort, and let them know you're there for them no matter what. That's empathy in action. Now, I want you to think about your own life. Have there been times when you could have used more empathy and compassion? Maybe from yourself or someone else? This isn't about dwelling on the past, it's about learning and growing. Remember, we're all human, and sometimes we need a little extra love and understanding. So, let's wrap this up. Today, I want you to remember that managing emotions with empathy and compassion starts with you. Be kind to yourself, be understanding of others, and practice those powerful tools every single day. The world needs more kindness, one compassionate act at a time. Ready to step into your power? Share this episode with someone who could use a little extra stoic love, leave a review so we can spread the wisdom far and wide, and join me tomorrow for another dose of daily stoic power. Let's rock this world together.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.